This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. And, of course, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, our security officers, and the United States Coast Guard. Thanks for your service to America and keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, Captain's America. And joining us tonight, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And how are you doing tonight, Kyle?
I'm doing great, Captain. Great to be here.
All right, let's get ready and let's start saying the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God. And, Kyle, the big news yesterday is not necessarily where I'm going to start, because the one thing that's near and dear to my heart is yesterday on the Hill, John Stewart was there with a group of first responders from 9/11. They were not only firefighters, they were police officers, they were families that had lost victims to the illnesses that have set in after the building's collapse of 9/11. And they've run out of money, Kyle, and this is... this is a promise that the Congress made to these people because of the fact that they had to suck in carcinogens and all that sort of stuff that gave them all types of different diseases. I mean, this is just wrong. We spend $30 million on the Mueller investigation, just like throwing money into the Hudson River, and we can't take care of these people.
Captain, this is a travesty. It is an absolute travesty. And what the families went through, what the first responders have gone through, and there have been first responders that have died as a result of the environment that they worked in without any complaint on 9/11 and following 9/11. And I really do think, Captain, that it's important to realize that once again, here is a reminder of exactly what happened to our country on 9/11, and it's a reminder of exactly the kind of evil that we still confront in this world today. Now, John Stewart, of course, you know, he has absolutely done us proud, by the whole country proud, going to Congress and literally just pointing the finger at them and saying, listen, 18 years later after this, after all of these first responders did their jobs, he says to them, do yours. And it couldn't be more emotional, and he couldn't be more right.
Well, this is absolutely true. And, again, what the people don't understand in Congress is that many years later, the carcinogens that are in people's systems come back to bite them. And people are coming down with various lung diseases, and pancreatic cancer and stomach problems and all internal problems because of what got into their system, and it might have been neutralized for a while, but eventually that stuff comes back to bite you. Now, the longer you were there, the worse it was in terms of how sick you got and how soon it got turned real bad for you, right, Kyle?
Exactly right, yes.
So consequently, those people who were there the longest have either died or they're very sick. There was a detective that was there that was having a tough time trying to talk because of the fact that he had had it in his lungs and his chest, and it was affecting his speech and this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And folks, we just got to do something about this. You got to step up to the phone. You got to call Congress 202-221, well, never mind. I'll give you the number here in a minute. But you got to call or you got to get a hold of your congressman because there's two different numbers here. And tell them, say, hey, do your job. Just like Kyle said, John Stewart said, we've had all these years of these people doing their jobs and not saying a word, and now it's time for Congress to step up and do their job. And, Kyle, any last thoughts on this?
Yes, Captain. In 2020, this is set to expire, and they've actually had to begin cutting some of the payouts between 50% and 70% just to try to ensure that everybody gets something. But obviously, it's going to be nowhere close to what they were promised, and Congress needs to step up. And yes, I agree. Get involved, call, and make your voice heard.
And, of course, folks, that's pretty much what I took up the first segment with, because I wanted to make sure we got the message out there again to America to what's going on with these firefighters, these police officers, these Port Authority EMT folks, the steel workers, the donut dollies, anybody that was anywhere around the World Trade Center for any length of time. What you're not hearing is that, yeah, we might have lost 2,000 or whatever on that particular day at the World Trade Center, but we lost a lot more than that. We're losing a lot more than that since, and pretty soon the death toll of people dying after the fact at the World Trade Center is going to be as high as what it was at the World Trade Center, and that's just what's going on. And Kyle, hold that thought, because we're going to break, and folks, when we come back, we're going to get back into the political thing here, because we got all sorts of stuff that happened yesterday. Our president was in Iowa. Our Vice President Joe Biden was in Iowa. The two never met, but guess what? Everybody's talking about it, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. He's waiting on the line for me. But first, I got to tell you that this segment of the program brought to you by our good friends at your local GEICO insurance office. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and there's a couple different ways you can find out about them. First of all, you can go to their website, GEICO.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, or you can go to the phone book and look up under insurance your local GEICO agent. Now, your local GEICO office has got more coverage for you than just your car or your truck that you're driving. They can help you with just about everything that you own. How about that motorcycle? How about your ATV? How about the boat, the RV? How about that snowmobile? Yep, they can do all of that. They can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance office. Now, they've been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and I happen to be one of them. So, check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, or go to the phone book and look up your local GEICO insurance agent. Well, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now, Kyle, we had both the President of the United States, Donald Trump, and the former Vice President under President Joe Biden, both in Iowa yesterday, both on different missions, and then both were assailing each other verbally at different dueling events. What do you think about all that, and what was going on?
Well, Captain, you know, it's very interesting to watch, I suppose, the evolution of the Biden campaign. Biden, of course, taking some pretty good swipes at President Trump and calling him an existential threat to the country and these kinds of things. But it really shows I think, how worried not only the Biden campaign, but I think the Democrat Party in general, how worried they truly are that President Trump is going to maintain his support, that he's going to again go to victory in 2020. Otherwise, I don't think that they would necessarily be taking this tack. I think that it would be much more about what have the Democrats done, what could they do, et cetera. And on the same, by the same token, President Trump counterpunching pretty strongly against Joe Biden, you know, calling him 1% Joe, you know, he's the weakest candidate, he wants to run against him, this kind of thing, and then also calling him the most mentally weak of all the candidates. So it's just another showing of politics isn't pretty at all most of the time.
Well, here's the deal. You've got two grumpy old men going at it. You've got one guy who is the establishment, and that would be Joe Biden. He's definitely, there's nobody more establishment when it comes to politics than Joe Biden. He's been around forever. And then you've got the outsider looking in, one-term president, still a businessman, Donald Trump. And Donald Trump fired a shot across Biden's bow because, as we all know, the green energy thing was in with Obama. They wanted to get us off our dependency on oil, and they wanted us to go with solar power and battery power and all the power other than using oil or fossil fuels. And the president lauded his decision on ethanol, which has got the farmers all happy because the price of corn means it'll remain stable, and it'll be a way of them to make money.
Well, right. And, you know, and again, the president, President Trump, you know, continues to show that he's on the side of people who are working hard to make a living. He's trying to make sure that American industry, whether it be agricultural, whether it be manufacturing, you know, has a bright future ahead of it. And you're right. He's not a longtime politician. He's not a fixture in Washington. He has this sort of outsider's viewpoint, this outsider's perception, and that's, I think, the perception of most people across the highways and byways, and he connects with them. Now, Joe Biden, of course, he can be folksy, he's Uncle Joe, et cetera, but he's going to be hard-pressed to say, look, you know, I'm going to fix all this stuff, but he's had, what, like 50 years to do it already, that kind of thing.
And the flip-flop flipper was at it again yesterday because the flip-flop flipper, Joe Biden, flipped again, this time on China. He said this time, we need to get tough on China.
Well, just recently, China wasn't that big a deal. If I'm correct, Joe Biden said China's not going to eat our lunch or something like that because this was designed, I think, at the time to try to diminish what President Trump was doing in trying to negotiate with China.
Well, that's all true. And again, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he's hosting the Kyle Warren Show. He'll tell you all about how to hear that here at the end of our segments. Now, the other thing is the House yesterday okayed the authority that the Judicial Committee has to sue the Trump advisors who ignore the subpoenas, and now they're talking about holding the Assistant Attorney General and somebody else in contempt of Congress from a civil standpoint.
Well, right, and again, this is, you know, again, part of the idea to try to continue to disrupt you know, the Trump administration's ability, obviously, to keep doing what it's doing, but to continue this notion that these investigations will go on. The Trump administration, of course, essentially saying, look, you've had so many bites at this apple, and you're going to continue to come back for more bites of this apple, and we're not going to cooperate with you any longer. So I think they're trying to find an end run around that.
Right, you are. And, of course, who knows what else is going to happen. By the way, the president announced yesterday he's looking at some sort of protections for the Venezuelans here in the United States. They're trying to see if there's a way that maybe the churches could smarten up and take these people who actually have lost their country, and many of them are, and this is different. I feel different about the Venezuelans than what I do about the hordes coming in from Ecuador, El Salvador, and whatnot down there through Mexico. These people in Venezuela, they are supporters of the United States, and we should maybe do something to help them and bring some of them to the country.
Well, right. I mean, this is at the very heart, and I'm so glad that you mentioned this, Captain, because this is so much at the heart of where America is in terms of being compassionate, of being helpful, of wanting to help those who are truly in need or truly fleeing or getting away from an oppressive regime, for example. So this is what's called temporary protected status. And usually this is done if people are coming from countries who've had terrible disasters or war, and then they can stay here in a safe place, basically, and then perhaps be repatriated later on. So this helps to really just break down all of the false narrative that President Trump doesn't like people from other places in the world and he's a racist and all this other kind of stuff. He's actually doing what America's been known to do for so very long.
And Al is asking me in Nebraska whether or not we've heard about Michelle Obama running for president. Yes, we've heard about it. I've probably heard about it for the better part of a year right now. It's not something that would be smart on their part, because if Michelle Obama were to run for president, and I doubt very seriously she would, it would give us another year, to give us another term, maybe even two terms, of Barack Obama, because Michelle would not be running the country. It would be Barack Obama again. And how did that work out the last time, Kyle?
Well, yeah, not very well. Yeah, I've heard the Michelle Obama thing as well. And a lot of times I feel like it's something that's thrown out there almost like a Hail Mary type thing in order to try to say, okay, look, if everything else fails, maybe we can run Michelle Obama and she'll have this, you know, big name recognition and sort of big goodwill in the media and the daytime talk shows and all that kind of stuff on TV. And but I don't think it really would materialize. That would be a major, major shift.
By the way, there's another new pipeline proposal for North Dakota to move oil out of North Dakota using a different route to get it south to the refineries as soon as possible. Again, oil is stabilizing. The price has actually dropped a little bit. So the prices that went up artificially, greed, are dropping again at the fuel pump.
Yeah, and that's good for actual people who have to put gas in their car. And as you know, Captain, you often ask me about the gas prices here in Southern California, and we're just paying again through the roof. And it goes down 10 cents, and we think, wow, oh, happy day, I might go fill up my tank. So this is for real people who really need actual gasoline.
Yeah, and it goes down 10 cents, and then 2 weeks from now it goes up 30 cents, and then it's a gradual increase because they'll drop it 20 cents, but it's still up a dime over where it was, and make you think like you're getting a heck of a deal. By the way, here comes the music, so Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Jerry Nadler says Robert Mueller will be testifying in front of his committee by the end of summer. He will be testifying before Congress. And Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to the bottom of the hour break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Getting ready for the 2020 election, there was dueling political events in the swing state of Iowa. The president said former Vice President Joe Biden would be a weak opponent. He was responding to the Biden clips in the media as a way to show up his attacks on him. He points out how many times Biden mentions him during his speech.
I think he's the weakest mentally, and I like running against people that are weak mentally. I think Joe is the weakest up here.
He was pointing a finger to his temple, as in up here. Biden, who is a Democratic frontrunner, calls Mr. Trump an existential threat to America.
But this is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about the way he calls people the names he calls them. No president has done something like that, for God's sake.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Wayne Allyn Root will be our guest, first guest tomorrow night, segments one and two of the program. You want to be around for that. He's always just a pile of dynamite ready to explode, and he will be again this time around, too, I'm sure. By the way, this portion of the show, the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, is brought to you by Moss. M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive. Now, the reason you're hearing an automobile dealer with four dealerships in the state of Florida on my program is because they have customers that come to Florida not only to save money on the taxes, but to take advantage of the You Serve, You Save program, because you can't get this 24/7, 365 all across the country like you can at Moss Family Chevrolet. And people have come here from literally all over the country, including Canada, to buy one of their vehicles. So, Moss, M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Check them out online. See what they have to offer. And remember those four words, You Serve, You Save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, 911 operators too. Whether you're active or retired, you all get preferred pricing on your brand new vehicle, saving you thousands of dollars off right off the bat. And don't forget, they're certified pre-owned too. You buy them at wholesale price. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Now, I want to talk about the Save Chick-fil-A bill that was signed in Texas by the governor, Greg Abbott. This was specifically set up for the persecution by the San Antonio airport against them because of a bunch of backlash they got from people that said, hey, we don't want them here. They're against abortion, and they're not even open on Sunday. They don't want them here.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. And just recently, before signing this bill, and he signed it, there wasn't a big signing ceremony for this, but he did send out a pretty interesting tweet not all that long ago, back in May, with a picture of a Chick-fil-A cup and so forth, and basically saying, signaling that he's gonna sign this bill anyway. But you're right, this has to do with the San Antonio airport saying that, you know, because of Chick-fil-A and the viewpoints of those who run and own Chick-fil-A, that somehow they're not going to be allowed in the airport. Now, this is it's discrimination straight up, based on someone's seriously held religious beliefs. And you could ask yourself the question, are there any other establishments that would be kept out based on the belief of one of the owners? And so, of course, if that were the case, we'd see this in court. We'd see these all kinds of things happening. And so this is one where Greg Abbott, the governor, said, nope, I'm going to sign this bill.
Okay. And the other thing, Kyle, that's coming out is the first Democratic debate with the 20 candidates up on stage. And by the way, on Friday, they're going to have the lottery drawing for those 20 candidates that will be up on stage at 30 Rock. That's NBC in New York. And the host has been announced. The debate moderator has been announced for the first debate. It's none other than the famous, or should I say infamous, NBC host Rachel Maddow.
Well, isn't that interesting? I guess it'll be a love fest of some sort, ideologically speaking, because, you know, typically debates, you know, are typically moderated by folks who are sort of more in the hard news category, because you want to have good questions, you want to have serious questions. And to a great degree, nothing personal against Ms. Maddow, but the idea is that I think that she is going to be much more of a lightning rod in this rather than a neutral sort of moderator, and only because her reputation will precede her. And so it's just a very, very different kind of feel for this now.
She is going to guide the candidates in the direction that the Democratic National Committee wants to go, which is towards impeachment, towards vulnerability, unaccountability, obstruction. All that sort of stuff is going to be the key thing in the debate. They're going to go after the president personally. All of the same old, which is not working. Sorry. And these polls that are coming out, take a look at who's doing them. Quinnipiac poll says Biden has lead on Trump. Well, last I checked, the Quinnipiac poll had Hillary Clinton back in the day winning by 13%.
Well, exactly. So, again, the same old tricks we're going to start seeing. They have to develop a narrative, there's that word again, a narrative of somehow the country has just had it with Trump, it's going to be a landslide. I saw something else earlier, for Biden it'll just be a landslide, this kind of thing. And, you know, they don't know, and certainly polls of that nature have no bearing on what's actually happening in November of 2020. And to go back to what you're talking about with Rachel Maddow, you're absolutely correct. She'll sit there talking because, you know, she's very upset that Trump is president and has espoused a certain things in her program that, you know, aren't really down the middle for America, no matter what. Because I think the American people, they truly want to hear what candidates have to say. But now it's just so predictable what these candidates will say. It will sound shocking, but it won't really be shocking. And they're just going to kind of plateau, I think, in terms of their shock factors.
Well, she's against him because he's not in favor of the agenda that she acquires to, the LBTQPZDXYLMZMOP agenda. And I'm, of course, making all that up, but you get my point. But anyway, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Now, the United States federal government has also said that they've chosen a base in Oklahoma at Fort Sill, I believe, where they're going to shelter migrant children. This is not the first time they pumped a bunch of illegals into Fort Sill. They did it a few years ago, right, Kyle?
Yeah, that's correct, Captain. And again, this is there are different shelters around the country and so forth, but this is happening as we speak, evidently.
Yeah, and of course, right away, Bernie Sanders is, well, we can't move these families apart. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. Well, nobody said we were separating the families. Now, again, families have to be able to prove themselves if they don't have the proper documentation. DNA is done. And if the DNA doesn't match, guess what? They're not families, right?
That's exactly right. And Captain, you know, where are the far, you know, the far left liberals on this? If someone has actually acquired some, in some way, shape, or form, a child to help them to get across the border under false pretenses, my goodness gracious, so what's happening to these children? They should come first and foremost, and these DNA tests are actually showing that they are, in fact, being used.
By the way, I don't know if you caught this or if the people even know about it because there's been so much news, there's been very little said about this, but the U.S. has now formally, the United States Justice Department has now formally asked Britain to extradite the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States. I don't know when that's going to happen or if it's going to happen, but certainly we'll hear about all that today, if not sooner.
That's right. And this is going to really be interesting to watch play out because, of course, this has a lot of similarities to the Pentagon Papers and so forth. So depending on, he's been charged on many different things, obviously, but we're going to see how this plays out in terms of his defense. And I think that will play a large part of it.
Now, we found out yesterday that Tim McCormick, the pilot who was certified to fly, under fair weather regulations, he was not certified to fly in bad weather. The helicopter that he put down in the rain in New York City when he had some sort of problems and lost his life trying to land on top of a 54-story building. Very unfortunate, Kyle, but also very fortunate that a bunch of people weren't killed. That thing didn't land in the street.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, any pilot, you know, worth their salt will certainly be very upset if the certifications weren't there or the training wasn't there. And the serious nature of what happens when you go up in a ship like that, this is going to make a lot of people very upset. And you're right. I'm glad nobody else was hurt.
And we're running out of time here, so I'm going to give you ample time. Go ahead and give us the information as to how we can hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, KyleWarrenShow.com, and you've got a great little podcast that can follow along there too, right? I say you've got a great little podcast that can follow along with too. Is that right, Kyle?
Oh, that's absolutely correct. Thank you, Captain. Yes.
All righty. Well, Kyle Warren, professor of politics, you get the night off tomorrow night, and we'll see you on Thursday night. So stay low.
I will. Thank you, Captain. You too.
All right. Here comes the music in my ear, so we're going to get ready to get our Truckers Highway and Bible report out there. By the way, Catwoman and Road Dog are chiming in tonight. They're in Prescott, Arkansas. They said it's a nice evening. They got the windows rolled down tonight. They don't need to have the air conditioning turned on. Well, that's good. But there's still some bad weather out there in the area, so, whoa, boy, batten down the hatches and get ready. I mean, it's there. It's not going away. And it's hotter than a firecracker out in Arizona and California right now. I shall return. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Hearts get broke, but them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's a highway junkie song, and he needs that old white line. And a lot of people got a schedule to meet, so we're going to make this short and sweet here. Basically, the big problem tonight is the heat and some of the flash flood watches out in the Colorado and Utah and Wyoming areas. That's about it. But let me just read you the weather statement here. Excessive heat will persist across the west from the desert southwest to the Pacific Northwest underneath a large ridge of high pressure. Heat warnings and or advisories are in effect for many metro areas, including Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Phoenix, Portland, Sacramento, San Diego, and San Francisco. Also a concern is the threat for isolated dry thunderstorms from Northern California into Oregon, where there could be the area of air-to-ground lightning that might start a forest fire or two. So that's something that people have to be very aware of right now. And it's very dry with this very high weather. Now, from Phoenix west, I-10, I-8, into California, across both the high desert and the low deserts, going to San Diego and going to L.A., you have got some really intense heat conditions, 110 degrees in that area, in some cases maybe even higher than that. Going up in the high desert, especially going up through Barstow and headed north towards Las Vegas, you've got high heat there. I'm sure that the old thermometer there in the middle of nowhere out there in the high desert in California is ringing up some high numbers today. Las Vegas, you got a high heat advisory, as well as west into the Barstow, California area. And it stays in the desert, the high desert as well. Out there in California, in the high desert again, out there north of L.A. and inland, you've got temperatures exceeding 100 degrees. Then you've got the snow melt now in the San Bernardino Mountains and the Sierra Nevadas, which is starting to come into play with a flash flood watch. There we go. Watch in the mountainous areas for a lot of streams that are starting to run over their banks because the snow is starting to melt right now with the high heat. And then up in Northern California, Redding North, all the way up into Medford, all the way to the Washington state line and into a little bit of Washington tonight, you've got heat advisories there for temperatures well above average and unsettled conditions, if you will, in the mountainous areas. Watches and warnings there too for floodwaters, eastern Utah, western Colorado, west of I-25, the whole length of Colorado, flood watches between Laredo and Cheyenne. You've got all those little streams that are running very high, some of them running over their banks, flood watches there. Then you've got an unsafe air advisory for the Dallas Metroplex tonight, with all the stagnant air and heat from the heat wave they've been having there. And up in northeastern Georgia, around Savannah, up into South Carolina, along the coast, especially towards Myrtle Beach and that area, you've got some flood watches and some rain predictions there for today. You've got some unsettled weather conditions off the east coast of the United States right now, creating a little bit of rough surf action there. And that's about it for the weather tonight. There's really nothing else to talk about except for the Louisiana flash flood watches, because, again, all that water coming downstream from way up in the upper Midwest has now reached the Gulf of Mexico and that area, Lake Pontchartrain, too. And our listeners there in the New Orleans and Slidell, you might be having some areas there that the water's up a little higher than normal. Now, let me just remind everybody that the Truckers Highway Imbiber Report, brought to you now by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, Pilot and Flying J are not your average truck stop anymore. Because when I was out there on the road, Pilot was kind of like a cheap deal. You pulled in there, you got your fuel, and then you went on down the way, grabbed a bag of potato chips, and maybe you got a submarine sandwich and a large soda of some sort, or maybe a cup of coffee, and boom, away you went. Might fill your thermos up there. But not anymore. Some of these Pilots have been remodeled and made into pretty good-sized full-service truck stops. And all of the Flying J's, of course, for the most part, are just absolutely top shelf. Because you'll find anything from an Arby's to a Chester's Chicken to a Dairy Queen to a Denny's to a McDonald's to a Pizza Hut, a Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, a Huddle House, and Moe's Southwest Grill, and even a Dunkin' Donuts in a Pilot or Flying J these days. Plus, all the amenities are there, too. The travel center amenities, include parking, CAT scales, TransFlow Express travel documents for your permits for your oversize and your heavy loads and the wide loads, your trip packs so you can get your loads in a timely manner to get paid from your companies. Truck washes are available at some of the bigger Flying J's, and the audiobook rental. And by the way, there's some blue beacons around where these pilots are, too, right now. Those truck stops. And then, of course, you got the high-speed internet chaos. You've got the ATMs there, Western Union's, check cashing's available, public laundry so you can keep your clothes clean and keep you in business, and showers as well as game rooms, wireless internet, and, of course, the lounges with the big screen televisions for professional drivers are there, too. And it's always a lot of camaraderie going on there. I stopped at the Flying J just north of my place here, my area here in Tampa, about 3 weeks ago now. It was over there at San Antonio. Walked in there, and some of the people over there know me now, but shook hands with a lot of guys and asked them how it was going, and they were happy that somebody took the opportunity to actually ask them about how things were going, because the truckers make America move, and believe me, nothing gets moved without having somebody's wheels underneath it to deliver it. And it's not these little delivery vans or an Uber driver bringing it to you either. It's the big boys out there in the highway. Because at night, a lot of deliveries are made to these warehouses, as well as a lot of loads are loaded and transported at night and delivered at night or way early in the morning before most of America is even awake. And then, of course, they stock the stores with the items at night, grocery stores, department stores, so that you don't even see them doing that. You think in the daytime you might have a little problem with an aisle, maybe having a few cans or whatnot in, a few cases of people stocking the aisles. Well, that's nothing compared to what goes on at night in some of these big stores where they're just getting it done and you don't even know about it. So that's your pilot in Flying J truck stops. And next time you see a trucker out there in the road, give him a wave and a shout. I know the kids always tried to get me to blow the horn when I was out there. And my wife was a lot better at that than I was when she was alive. She'd see the little kid doing the pulling the rip cord, like pulling the horn there. Give me the horn, give me the horn. She'd blow the horn at them. And they were happy as a lark. And the parents would usually give us a thumbs up or whatnot. That is if they knew what the kid was doing in the back seat. But that was always a lot of fun. All right. Now, coming up in the next hour, we start out with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and she'll be coming up right after the news. And then we have a little open segment to take your calls before we get to our first military and veterans news segment at the bottom of the hour. And we definitely have some information tonight to be talking about. Of course, Colonel Jim Warshak will be coming around from former deputy intel commander under Lieutenant Mike Flynn, Lieutenant General Mike Flynn at CENTCOM. He'll be on in hour number four. And then we'll have Brandon Rimes, your consumer quarterback, at the bottom of the hour in hour number four. So we got a busy night tonight, a lot of things going on. So don't you go anywhere. I shall be coming right back with all sorts of stuff going on tonight here on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. And this famous voice is going to take you to the top of the hour.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.